Claire Kynes took the photo for his third and latest Canada Post stamp while out exploring, far and wide, in his home community of Arctic Bay. His photo of the Carlingua Sea Arch, known colloquially as the Pants, in Arctic Bay, is actually the second for Canada Post's Far and Wide series over the years, although this time around Kynes' photo made the international postage rate. His work has also previously been on a stamp in the Canada 150 Inches series. Get this handy strip of 10 international rate, $2.92, stamps one of 9 definitives in the 4th edition of the multi-year From Far and Wide series, reads the Canada Post website. The stamp, which is for mailing to international destinations, features the Carlingua Sea Arch in Arctic Bay, Nunavut, by Canadian photographer Claire Kynes. From Far and Wide showcases more of Canada's most photogenic vistas, transporting Canadians, and their mail, from coast to coast to coast. This issue celebrates the incredible beauty and diversity of Canada's natural and cultural landscapes. The local rock formation of horizontal sandstone happened to go viral in February of 2018 after CBC published an article profiling the formation. A local seal hunter captured a photo of the Paleozoic rocks that make up that uninhabited area of the Brodeur Peninsula, which places them at about 250 to 600 million years old, and submitted it to CBC North. On the north end of Baffin Island, about 80 to 90 kilometers southwest of the community of Arctic Bay, the Pants was quite a sensation for a while, according to Kynes. Canada Post took an interest in it for its series, and Kynes took it upon himself to take his own photo, to try and get more local Inuit out there. Kynes said the Pants are a 4 or 5 hour snowmobile ride south of Arctic Bay. Kynes would know well where the attraction is located and how to photograph it. "I've lived in Arctic Bay for 20-some-odd years," he said to Nunavut News. Currently employed by Parks Canada, Kynes is certainly knowledgeable about local geographical landmarks. "Something I'm really passionate about is helping to promote Inuit photographers. I think there should be more of them. So I went out with my brother-in-law and son, who's the figure in the photo, so that gives you an idea of the scale of the thing. I took a few photos to help direct other people to take and submit their own, to the contest, but that's not what ended up happening." After delays due to COVID, the new Far and Wide series was finally released on May 6. Kynes was initially unaware of the release. "A friend sent me a message congratulating me, which took me quite by surprise. I'm just going to puff my chest out a little bit, bask in the glow," he said, laughing. For Kynes, this is old hat. "For a while there," said Kynes of one of his previous successes with Canadian Postage, "Prince Philip and I were probably the only ones in the Commonwealth getting mail with pictures of our wives on the stamps." On a personal note, "these stamps are all very meaningful for me. They feature my home, Nunavut, and one has my wife and the other my son. My family has also been in the postal service for 101 years. My grandfather, father, and brother were all postmasters." Kynes is ultimately thrilled that his stamp featuring the Carlingua Sea Arch will go all over the world. "I think it's spectacular, that whole section of coastline.